Record control type.
Good evening, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Matthew Dyer. I'm just recording this on Friday, this February 9th, 2007. I'm wanting to record this for Blind Cool Tech. This is an intro list, intro for me for Blind Cool Tech. This is my first podcast, and I had a little extra time, so I thought I'd get this done. For those of you that are interested, I'm 23 years old. I currently work in a workshop with other people through my mental retardation service here in Stark County. I live in Canton, Ohio, in the United States. I like to listen to music, listen to podcasts, rather. I currently had been experimenting, doing different things at work with, you know, things that, such as, you know, things that people, you know, don't normally do, but things, you know, we do CMA, which is what we've been working on. We also do hangers, and for those of you that don't know, CMA is cable manufacturing assembly, and they, you just put them together with different little pieces that they have. One of the things I wanted to talk about was my email list that I started not too long ago. For those of you that don't know, Smart Groups went down at some point, and so I decided to restart the list up, continue it by opening a list over on Google Groups. And if you wish to subscribe, you can send an email to note-takers-subscribe@googlegroups.com. You can post, once you subscribed, you can post by sending an email to note-takers@googlegroups.com. If you have any questions regarding that, of course, you can email me, and I'll give my contact details here at the end of this podcast. I'm recording this podcast, by the way, on WavePad, which is a free program. I kind of enjoy it for doing little podcasts. Doing editing is a little bit trickier. I still have not been able to figure out why my recordings in Goldwave come out all messed up, and that this audio just sounds really off. You know, it just doesn't sound. It sounds as though the, you know, it's running at very slow speed. The sound is really slow. I'm not sure what is causing that. Excuse me, folks. I'm a little bit. Anyway, so I'm not sure what actually is causing that problem. I know that it's a problem that really drives me up a wall. I can't figure it out. So I figure, well, for this podcast anyway, I would use WavePad. And, you know, even it scares me to open a file in Goldwave, save it, and then, you know, save it, you know, edit it, and then save it, and have it sound crappy. So chances are, if I have to do any editing, I'll bring it into Goldwave, do the editing, save it as a WAV file, reopen it in WavePad, and then resave it as an MP3, and then do it that way. So it just depends on. What goes on there? Sorry about the yawning. I try to avoid it if I can. So maybe what I'll do is, if someone is interested, maybe I'll do a review on WavePad. At least what I know of it. So, you know, I may experiment with that and at least try to do a podcast on WavePad, at least as far as some of the controls that are used talk about it anyway. If you wish to have a podcast on it, let me know and I will do my best to see if I can get one up there. So I will do that, and hopefully it will sound okay. It would be nice to know that it would be nice to know if someone's interested in that. Let's see, what else could I talk about here, folks? I'm quite interesting. Maybe that's probably it for this podcast. I just wanted to share it fairly short and to the point. Just to kind of give everybody an idea of who I am and what I'm interested in. And if people have any more questions, maybe I'll do another podcast and answer them. But for now, this is good. This is kind of an intro podcast at the moment. So if I get any more news on jobs, I know that my state agency is working with MRDD here in Stark County to line me up with a job. And I could kick myself because I was going to, all this week I kept saying I was going to call my counselor, because not only for that reason, but I was going to check with her on, talk to her about some other stuff that I was interested in to see if she thought it was worth it. And I, of course I never did, so I could really kick myself for it. I will give my contact details here if people wish to talk to me or whatever. I am on the Blind Cool Tech list, so you can just send an email to the list asking any questions. If you prefer to email me off list, of course, I have two email addresses. You can use either one and I'll be sure to get it. Actually, I have three email addresses, but I'll only give two here. The one you can use, if you wish, is mdyer1@neo.rr.com. You can also email Matthew Dyer, dyer483@msn.com. And by the way, that is my MSN email. I do not use AIM. I've experimented with it, and it's caused me nothing but trouble, at least version 6 has, because there doesn't appear to be a way to stop it from opening its startup. I don't want it to opening at startup, so I don't know what's causing that. And speaking of which, maybe I'll bring this up, Juice doesn't seem to be working either, and I think I have an experiment to try. I haven't experimented with it just yet, but those are my two email/MSN, if you wish to add my MSN email address to the MSN contacts, you can do that. My Skype details, my Skype log name is graduator2004. Graduator, if you need to know how to spell it, 2004. So, there's plenty of ways to contact me there. In any case, I will get off here and submit this and see what happens. I'm going to submit this, put it up here on the Blind Cool Tech email, or the Blind Cool Tech server here, and see what happens and put it up there. And of course I'll let Larry know And I was just going to say, I do want to thank Larry, by the way, for such a great email list. I think the guys over there are doing a great job with the list. I'm really enjoying it. Maybe what I'll do, if someone's interested too, is go through the process and show you pretty much how to put your email in Hotmail account or MSN account in MS Outlook or whatever. If someone's interested, if not, I won't worry about it. But anyway, the list is very educational. I find the podcast to be great. I get what I can off of them. So it's kind of cool. In any case, I think I'll get off of here. And that's going to wrap it for me. And have a good night, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.